wait for both to come. It's long the night, it's quiet the dark. The boat she late since 12 o'clock. Me watch the tide easing in. It's low the moon, but high the wind. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me all alone, me open the rum. It's long to wait for both to come. American girl, come back to me. We'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the building's high. We'll find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me still alone, me sip on the rum. Me wonder long when the boat she come to bring me love. Ow, sweet little thing. She rock and roll, she dance and sing. She hold me tight, she touch me lips. Me eyes they close, my heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon. But still drinking the rum, begin to think the boat no come. American girl, she tell a lie. She say till then, she mean goodbye. Havana moon, Havana moon.
Havana Moon. That's a cool old Chuck Berry song, played and sung by George Benson. From Benson's latest album, Walking to New Orleans, remembering Chuck Berry and Fats Domino, the original African-American twin pillars of rock and roll. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century. In the current season, we are focusing on great jazz guitarists. I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are featuring the music of guitarist and vocalist George Benson. George Benson was born in Pittsburgh 76 years ago. His stepfather was an amateur guitarist with a fondness for Charlie Christian, who set the stage for every guitarist who came behind him with Benny Goodman before dying of tuberculosis at the age of 25. By the time he was 8, George was out on the street corner playing the ukulele and singing while his cousin passed the hat. He cut his first record at the age of 10, a two-sided single that included a version of It Should Have Been Me, written by saxophonist King Curtis and recorded the next year by Ray Charles. By the time he was 17, Benson had the top R&B group in the region. In 1960, he heard Wes Montgomery for the first time. He was the baddest cat out there. I had never heard anything like that, he says. With the encouragement of Wes's brother, bassist Buddy Montgomery, Benson turned his attention to jazz guitar. In 1963, he joined the band of organist Jack McDuff, where he remained for 3 years. McDuff was hard on Benson at first, but in 1964, he lent his band to the recording of Benson's debut album, The New Boss Guitar of George Benson. From that album, let's listen to Benson's tune, Shadow Dancers. Red Holloway on tenor sax, Ronnie Boykins on bass, Montego Joe on congas, and George Benson on guitar. Brother Jack lays out on this one. Thank you. From Lou Donaldson's 1967 Blue Note album, Alligator Boogaloo, we heard the title track. Donaldson on alto sax, Melvin Lasty on cornet, Lonnie Smith on organ, George Benson on guitar, and Leo Morris on drums. Benson and Smith recorded several albums together in the late 1960s that are now considered to be soul jazz classics. Benson was signed to Columbia Records by legendary talent scout John Hammond in 1966. He did a couple of Columbia sessions with Miles Davis, who, according to Benson, told him, "Hey man, you know who you are and I know who you are. You better learn how to make a living and get that money." Soon after, Wes Montgomery recommended Benson to Herb Alpert at A&M Records, who told his jazz producer, Creed Taylor, to track Benson down and sign him. And when Taylor left to launch his own label, CTI Records, Benson went with him, where he became an invaluable member of the CTI studio crew. From George's 1973 album Body Talk, this is the title track. George Benson and Earl Klug dueling it out on guitars, Harold Mayburn on electric piano, Gary King on electric bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, Mobutu on percussion, and a horn section arranged and conducted by Pee Wee Ellis. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with Jazz in the New Millennium. Thank you.
There's always magic in the air. But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the critter rubs right off and you're nowhere.
Was a number one R&B single and a number four pop hit for George Benson in 1980, from the album of the same name produced by Quincy Jones. The tune was written by Rod Temperton, who also wrote Thriller for Michael Jackson. We also heard George's live version of the Drifters' early 60s hit On Broadway, recorded live at the Roxy Theater, from the 1978 album Weekend in L.A., with Phil Upchurch on second guitar, George Dalto, Ronnie Foster on keys, Stanley Banks on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and Ralph McDonald on percussion. In 1976, George Benson's album Breezin', featuring his version of Leon Russell's ballad This Masquerade, went triple platinum after which Benson became a singer who also played guitar rather than the other way around. But it's not like he forgot how to play. From the 1989 album Tenderly, produced by Tommy LaPuma, here is the title track, George Benson on solo guitar. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell.
Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade.
Empty pockets don't ever seem to make the grave. Mama may have, yes,
and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
That's got his home.
That's got his home. To
spell it like it is, Jill.
When you got money, mm-hmm. you've got a lot of friends always hanging round the door.
When your money's gone and the spending is,
they just don't come around anymore.
Crust of bread and stuff. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have,
and Papa he may have,
but God bless the child,
bless the child
that's got his own.
That's got his own.
That's got his own.
That's got.
That's got his own.
That's got his own.
That's got his own. That's got his own. That's got his own. That's got his own. That's got his own.
Thank you.
That's a composition by Ronnie Foster called Fingolero from George Benson's 2011 album Guitar Man, which was his first primarily instrumental album in many years. David Garfield and Joe Sample on keyboards, Ben Williams on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and Lenny Castro on percussion. We also heard George duetting with Jill Scott on Billie Holiday's God Bless the Child, along with Al Jarreau on vocal percussion, Patrice Rushen on Fender Rhodes piano, Marcus Miller on bass, and Vinnie Colata on drums. That recording won a Grammy for Best Traditional R&B Performance. From an album Benson and Jarreau did together called Giving It Up, released in 2006. With his latest album, Walking to New Orleans, his 44th as a leader, not counting compilation albums and countless sideman appearances, Benson has returned full circle to his roots in 1950s R&B. Perhaps the closest comparison to Benson's split personality as an instrumental jazz virtuoso and smooth prop crooner is Nat Cole, a superb jazz pianist who became a huge crossover pop star in the 1940s and 50s. In 2013, Benson paid his respects with the album Inspiration, a tribute to Nat King Cole. From that album, here is Unforgettable. George Benson on guitar and vocals, Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, with the Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra, directed by Terrence Blanchard.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you thus thinks to me never before. Has someone been more unforgettable in every way? And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. In every way and forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That's why, darling, it's incredible
that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Unforgettable too.
Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace. Thank you.